Welcome to 103.5 Buffalo Bison Football on WTAW. I'm here with Coach Gary Grubbs, head coach and athletic director for the Buffalo Bison. Coach, how are you this morning?
Good, Gene.
Good deal. Hey, listen, you know, we visited a little bit about last week's game with Alto. Kind of took it on the chin a little bit on the scoreboard. Was you able to kind of get things gathered back up and back in perspective for this week?
Yeah, the kids have a great attitude. I mean, they know probably the little, you know, last couple minutes of the second quarter into the third quarter, we didn't play very well. And things kind of didn't go our way at that point. So, you know, we just talked to them about, you know, sometimes when the flow of the game is going your opponent's way, you got to do something to change it. In that case, I mean, we tried to do some things, but it just kept going the wrong way. So, but no, we've had a good week of practice. They know it's time. These games count now. It's district. And they know we're going against the best in our district.
Absolutely. You know, and I think it was probably good to be able to match up with somebody like Alto last week to maybe, you know, prepare us into this week. Alto, of course, Class 2A, a little smaller school, but always, most always, have high quality and good caliber athletes. Their quarterback sought from maybe TCU, SMU, University of Texas, just a good caliber athlete, and it certainly shows on the field when you play guys like that. It's just hard to deal with those kind of people.
It is. I mean, he's I think he's actually going to be going to TCU. I don't know if he's going as a quarterback or an athlete. That's what he is. He's an athlete.
Absolutely.
I mean, he could play receiver. He could play secondary for him. I don't know what they're looking at. He could play quarterback. But yeah, it's. Honestly, Franklin doesn't have any athletes like him, but and they're a different style of team. But it was a good game for us to prepare for this week.
Well, good. You know, of course, watching it from the stands, you know, there's a lot of stuff that goes on in the game that the fans maybe don't actually realize. Buffalo played a good game for a quarter and a half, at least anyway. 14-14 there in the second quarter. Kind of had a little mishap there going in by half, and then the wheels came off in the third quarter with a block punt and a couple of turnovers. Did the kids kind of get their heads down a little bit, or were they able to handle that pretty good, or how did that affect them?
Well, I think they were a little disappointed at half, you know, having played so well, you know, that we were down by three scores. But some of that, you know, goes to me because I was we onside kick because we had momentum, and I was trying to show the kids that, you know, after what happened last year with them, that we could play with them, and we did. And then went for it on fourth down, you know, and we didn't get it, and they scored again. So, you know, all that being said, the kids, you know, they knew at halftime I was pretty upset that we had to change things. And then, you know, they're kids. I mean, some mistakes were made in the third quarter, and they're not going to be perfect, and like you said, it just kind of went downhill from there, and the scoreboard, you know, the game wasn't what the score showed, but we certainly didn't play very well in the second half.
Yeah, and of course, you know, my thought was, you know, if it weren't for number nine there being the quarterback, you know, it could have been a totally different game, but giving credit to the freshman quarterback that came in, he did a good job. I mean, he broke for a couple long runs himself. So,
Well, in our defense, at that point, we were playing a lot of kids. So, you know, we were playing kids that don't get a lot of playing time. So, they were, you know, it was one of those things where sometimes you got to look to the next week, and we were a little banged up going into the game, and just trying to maybe a little less wear and tear on some of the kids that play a lot of snaps. So, he didn't get to go against our best. However, we still should have stopped him.
Sure.
I mean, it was the same thing over and over. It was a power play, and you know, we had a couple kids not doing what we asked them to do, and that, you know, equivalates to like you're playing with nine instead of 11.
Yeah. You know, you talked a little bit about their being banged up going in this game, and, you know, we spoke earlier, you have several of those kids coming back for this week that set out last week.
Yeah, so we do. Matt Gillen's back from an ankle injury, and Tommy Burns will be back. He had a ruptured tendon on the side of his foot. They both have been released to play. So, and they're two defensive starters, which helps us a lot. And then we'll probably limit what Matt does on offense tonight. We probably won't put him in a bad situation there. And and Tommy just plays defense for us, but it was one of those spots where, you know, we had to put another kid in last week that hadn't played in a lot of varsity football games. So, you know, the Friday Night Lights came on, and it's a little different. And so, you know, that's what we're working up to is these last five games and our goal of trying to play week 11.
There you go. Coach, a little bit about tonight's game, the Franklin Lions. I know you you don't really keep so much up with rankings and where, you know, different teams are in state. Franklin, probably depending on what poll you look in, they're going to be in the top five in most of them.
They are. I'm sure in the AP poll, they're in the top five. They're a very good program. You know, just kind of for our size school. You know, a lot of us will have up years, down years, depending upon the kids we have coming through, the number of kids we have coming through, and they seem to be like a Refugio or a Salina, and they just reload every year.
That's always amazing to me how teams, you know, tend to do that. You know, you have Alto is a lot like that. Mark, they just seem to reload year after year, which is a good thing. It's just hard to compete against them. A little bit about Franklin. As you said, they're not loaded with just the type of athletes that you would expect for a team of that caliber to have. They're not loaded with just tons of size, not loaded with a ton of speed. They're just fundamental. Make their assignments and in your face kind of football team.
Yeah, they're slot T on offense, so, you know, which is a variation of wing T. So they're not small by any stretch of imagination, but they're not huge. They got some kids that are, you know, thick kids, but get to the line of scrimmage, snap the ball probably within 5 seconds. They'll try to catch you by formation, tackle over, and that kind of thing. They try to outnumber you on one side of the ball, which is very good, smart football. And defensively, they run a split, and they're very simple in what they do in their split, but their kids are well coached and do a good job. So, you know, we will have our hands full tonight.
So they huddle right off the line of scrimmage, break the huddle, come to the line of scrimmage within just a second, they're snapping the ball. How do you prepare for that?
Well, they obviously can't flip your defense anymore, so you can't, you know, flip strength. They're going to put a lot of people at the line of scrimmage, so you have to put a lot of people at the line of scrimmage. But then again, you know, that offense is designed to try to get your eyes in the backfield, and when you see all that misdirection, you know, it's going to confuse your kids. So how you prepare is you give your kids keys to read. In our case, we'll probably look at guards, you know, with our linebackers. And we're not manned up in the secondary, but we'll read the edge man, you know, and if he blocks, we know it's run. If he releases, we know it's pass. But the thing is, you know, you're asking those kids also to support the run. So, you know, they're kids, just like pro players do it, you know, in man coverage. Sometimes, you know, those pros will get their eyes in the backfield and, you know, our kids, you know, reading the key, you know, they're kids. If they get their eyes in the backfield, it could, you know, hurt us.
Yeah. As you said, they're primarily a running team, but they will throw the ball. So that's something that you have to keep in the back of your mind, because I think that they have a quarterback that's pretty athletic. Quarterback, got some mobility, and also can pass the ball. So, but primarily we're concentrating on the run tonight.
Yeah, if you don't stop their run, they're going to do what they want, you know. And sometimes you got to pick your poison and try to stop one and hopefully not give up big plays the other way. But, you know, last year we played them, and we had a good game plan, in my opinion, coming in. We were outmanned up front, you know, and first couple series, our kids did a pretty good job. And then they don't play very many kids two ways. So, you know, they're giving you a fresh 11 and a fresh 11 with a few kids playing two ways. But, it's going to be that kind of game, you know, and you just got to play at their pace, and you got to be ready.
Offensively tonight, are we going to stick with what we've been doing? Same offense. I know this past week we mixed up and mixed things up a little bit, threw a screen pass in, the middle screen. I know the first time I saw that, I was like, oh my gosh, nobody's blocking. And then it developed into a screen pass, you know, and went for good yardage. So I was glad to see, not to say that I don't like the offense, because I do, but, you know, something new, you know, a screen pass in there. And it looked good. We sticking with that, sticking with the bread and butter, and going with that tonight.
Yeah, we had 410 yards of offense last week. We threw for almost 300, rushed for over 150. But Yeah, we've got a screen package on. We've had it. That's not the first time we've thrown that. We actually have variations off it where we slide to the right, slide to the left. We have screens that we throw to the outside receivers too. You know, it just varies what the defense is giving you. In those cases, you know, last week we knew they were going to bring the house, so good time to call a screen, you know, and slip him out. Yeah, you'll see a lot of the same stuff. You know, we're able to throw the ball a little bit, and hopefully we'll be able to run the ball a little more effectively than we did last week. But very pleased with how we pass protected last week. So you'll see the same stuff.
Yeah, you know, of course we talked about that, and I thought the pass protection last week was excellent. It was certainly excellent. And, of course, you talk about Logan still being a little bit banged up with that quad injury, and so it takes his running threat out of the game at this point, and so it makes it hard for the run game to, you know, to work very good. Once he gets back more healthy, you know, it'll certainly change the dynamics of the offense up.
Yeah, it will. I mean, when you run a shotgun offense, if you're primarily back there with just one back, which we also go two back, you know, we'll go what we call pistol and double gun, but whenever you bring another back into the backfield, usually it brings another defender into the box. And so, like I told you before, it's a numbers game, so you want to try to keep those people out of the box and utilize your quarterback as one of the other running backs. But right now, he's been injuring that quad injury, and so we've been very careful what we do with him, and because, you know, we know there's, you know, six games left in the year, and we need to be smarter about how we handle that.
Yeah. Well, this is the district opener. We get to open it with Franklin. But, you know, that's okay. I've always been of the opinion, you know, you enter into a season or a tournament or whatever it may be, I just soon play the best first and, you know, get that one done and to kind of set the bar from there and go on. Still, I think the chances for Buffalo in the playoff hunt are very, very good.
Absolutely.
I think we have a great chance of making the postseason. You know, there's been some teams in our district that have dropped some games that I didn't think that they would drop. So I think, you know, past tonight, you know, it's going to be up in the air who's going to fill that second, third, and fourth spot.
Yeah, I agree. There's a lot of good teams. I have to admit that or agree with you that Franklin's the team to beat in our district at this point. You know, and I think people will have a hard time doing that. You know, and regardless of the outcome of the game tonight, you know, as a coach, you got to remember everybody else in your district has to play them. So, you know, I would rather our kids see the best, just like you said, right at the beginning, and get out there and get after the best.
Yeah, I believe so. Well, Coach, I appreciate your time, and I wish y'all the best tonight, and go and get after them Franklin Lions.
Yes, sir.
And that's going to wrap it up from WTAW 103.5 Buffalo Bison Football.